in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it, shake it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape hop. Smoking the bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember.
Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Harbor, here with Doug, Dennis, Eric, Mark should be joining us, and my buddy Sky will be joining us shortly. We're going to be doing the Marvel Superhero list rankings. I'm also here with my aunt.
Somebody did join us.
Yeah, that's Mark.
How's everyone? Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys.
How are you? Hey, everybody.
All right, Doug, you want to get into the plugs real quick before we get started?
Yeah, all right. Real quick, make sure you listen to Anthony Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, mixler.com/dirtsheetdudes. It can be found on all podcast platforms. Also, listen to them every other Saturday on the Hollywood Hangout. Times usually vary. Also on mixler.com/dirtsheetdudes. Listen to us every Friday night, usually 8 o'clock Eastern time, for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, part of the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network.
Yeah.
This upcoming Friday, we're going to do a career retrospective on Sensational Sherry. Also, listen to us on Sundays, usually around 5 o'clock Eastern time, unless there's somebody that really wants to be on the show that can't come on until later, as we do the Top Tier Podcast. Daniel, I'm sure, will tell us at the end of the show what next week's topic is going to be.
Yeah.
And also, coming soon, we're going to start getting it ready. We're going to start getting it ready later. We will be doing our Jeopardy tournament. So that'll be to come. Everybody that's part of this show tonight, and of course, other people, are going to be part of this tournament. It's going to be fun. All the questions and categories came from inside my head.
Scary.
So you're all screwed.
So a lot of empty tiles. Got it.
You've been inside my head longer, probably longer than anybody except for Daniel and Sharon. So you should know.
Hey.
Wow. Yeah, I keep tripping over the space for rent sign.
Eric, don't get upset about that comment. Mark and I have been friends for over 15 years.
Oh, fair enough.
Sky, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Hi, Sky.
Pretty good.
Welcome back.
So,
it's great
as we get started,
it's great to be back.
Marvel's, it's good to have you back. Superheroes. We got five tiers here. Iconic, which is the best. Very good. Middle of the road. Meh. And trash.
All right.
We're going to be going through most of Marvel superheroes to clear things up. Groups will be done separate. So the X-Men, a lot of the X-Men we will be doing separate. Fantastic doing separate. So let's get right into it. Mark, I want you to get started on Hawkeye.
Meh.
Elaborate.
Hawkeye is, one, you can kind of go back and forth on the, he's just the Green Arrow ripoff. Two, he started as a villain. Three, he's really meant as the character for the audience to connect to the Avengers through. So he's deliberately not, like, the greatest thing. And four, he's gone through some weird character adjustments.
Okay.
Because it's important to know on all of Marvel, it's been one continuous story. They've just slid the time scale along. But it's all still one thing, is where DC has done a few different reboots. So
yeah.
They go, the character is now this, as where Marvel is always, that character's all of that nonsense.
Right. All right, so he put him in meh. Sharon, where would you put Hawkeye?
I would agree. I'd put him in meh. I mean, he's a good character, but I do think he's a Green Arrow ripoff.
So, Matt, what do you think, Doug?
I'm gonna have to agree. Hawkeye, I don't really like Hawkeye that much, and I'm the one that put the Green Arrow. Well, I'm the one that kind of led the charge for the Green Arrow to be put in Matt when we did the DC deal.
Yeah.
So if this guy's just Green Arrow ripoff, and I think the Green Arrow is meh,
yeah,
then that's where I'm gonna put Hawkeye.
Clintus, what's your opinion on Hawkeye?
I'm gonna put him in the meh category as well. I'm not a big fan of Hawkeye. Ever was. That's it.
All right, Eric.
I'll finish it off and say, and do it unanimously. Meh.
Well, we'll finish it off with Sky, but Sky, what do you think about Hawkeye?
I'm sorry. Sorry, Sky.
Yeah, it's all right. Best for last, but I'll say meh.
Yeah, I think that's where I like Hawkeye. I think he's a good hero for not having any superpowers, but I do see where
he's all right.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a funny character. He's just not meant to be extraordinary in any super fashion other than he can shoot a bow and arrow really well. So the character can best, so the reader can best relate to him.
Yeah. And the MCU has probably made him more prevalent than he's ever been, than he was in the comics. But I'd still go, man. All right. Next up, Clintus, we'll start with you. What do you think about the Hulk?
I'm a big fan. I like the Hulk. I'll put him in as very good. Very good. Let's put it that way. I like the backstory about how he became a the backstory was good, how he became a scientist and uses his rage to get super strong and take people out. You can't get much better than that, right?
Absolutely. His story arc's one of the greatest, too. You know, the way how he gets mad and then he turns into the Hulk. There's always a lot of places they can take that. Sky, what do you think?
I think Elite.
Oh, Iconic? That's our Elite now. Iconic.
Yeah. Oh, Iconic, yeah.
So top tier.
Top tier for sure. The Hulk's awesome.
What do you think, Doug?
I'm going to agree with Sky because I actually really do like the Hulk. He's not my favorite of the Avengers, but I would still put him at Iconic just because, you know, I enjoy the movies. I actually enjoyed the old television show from the 60s or 70s.
With Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah. So I would definitely put him in Iconic. And plus, I also think he's good in the cartoons, too.
That's a fair point. Eric, what do you think about the Hulk?
I'm going to say Iconic. I like the Hulk.
All right. Cheryl, what are you saying?
I'll agree.
Iconic?
Yeah.
All right. Mark, we'll finish with you. What's your opinion?
I'm going to go with very good, only because when he's written well, his stories are awesome.
Right.
But when they're written poorly, they're bad. Like, so there's fluctuation, obviously, depending on writer, no matter what you do. But if the writer doesn't get the Hulk, his stories are trash.
Right. Kind of character you need to know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Yep.
But like I said, when he's written well, his stories are some top tier stuff. But
right.
For the times that they've given them to writers who don't know what they're doing, it really hurt.
So we have four Iconics and two very good.
Right. You haven't voted.
How about you?
I would definitely say the Hulk is iconic. I mean, he's one of my favorite heroes of all time. I like the stuff with him and the She-Hulk when she comes. I like how the Marvel movies made him kind of a side character. I don't really think he needed like three of his own movies. I think he's good as a side to come in and tear some stuff up, throw Loki around. So I would agree with iconic majority.
Well, I think Ruffalo could have handled a movie set. I don't think Norton would have, or whoever portrayed him in the Ang Lee movie. I don't think either one of those worked. I think Ruffalo would have made it work.
Yeah, he was a better Hulk.
Eric Bana was the other guy, right?
Yeah.
I think Mark Ruffalo was probably the best Hulk.
Did I butcher his name?
No.
Okay, good.
It was definitely a good Bruce Banner. Sky, we're going to start with you for this next one. Fantastic Four guy, Human Torch.
Human Torch. I'd say very good. I like the movie a lot. The powers are awesome. I mean, he doesn't have a huge role.
Yeah, I mean, he is kind of the funny guy, but, I mean, he basically is a human fireball, so he is dope.
Yeah, just based off the powers, probably very good.
Very good, too. What do you think, Mark?
I put him about middle of the road.
Okay.
He doesn't get too many standout issues to really show off what he can do.
Do you think he could be, and we'll get to the other members, but do you think he's the weakest member of the Fantastic Four or not?
I mean, if you think of kind of just a knockoff Hulk.
Yeah.
He's strong, but not quite as strong as Hulk. So, like, strength-wise, he's the weakest, but in power set, I'd say he's above the Thing.
Okay. Doug, what do you say on Human Torch?
He needs to actually... Now, I'm not a fan of the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
I thought I didn't see the remake of the movie.
That was bad. Yeah.
Okay. But like judging off the first two, I'm not a fan of it. But Human Torch is actually my favorite member of the group.
You're
so,
just a fan of Chris Evans.
That was gonna be my answer. I like the Human Torch because it was played by Chris Evans.
So I'm actually going to agree with Mark, mainly because I know I'll be right if I do, and say middle of the road.
Well, Cher, what do you think?
Well, again, I really liked him because I like Chris Evans, but I do like his power. So of the Fantastic Four characters, I almost like him the best.
Okay, so where would you put him?
Very good.
Okay. Quintus, what do you think about the Human Torch?
Well, just because he's good looking. I will say very good.
Okay.
Probably because he's good looking.
I like the Fantastic Four, and I think Human Torch is like one of my favorites.
Okay. Eric?
I'm saying middle of the road.
So I think we got a tie here, right?
We can't. There's seven of us.
That's true.
No, because Quintus, Sharon, and Sky said very good.
Okay. Next, we'll do an X-Men, Cyclops. Doug, we'll have you start.
He's one of my favorite X-Men. However, like, that doesn't necessarily make him very good or iconic or anything like that, but I did enjoy him, especially in the cartoon, the X-Men animated series. To be honest with you, I actually think he's one of the better X-Men, though.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to say, well, fuck it, I'll say very good and have everybody rip me apart. Go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
I would actually call Cyclops iconic. He is most regarded as the leader of the X-Men.
I thought it was Wolverine.
He has been...
No. Cyclops was the leader of the X-Men.
Okay.
Cyclops has been the leader of the X-Men for almost the entire time X-Men have existed. Or he has been a leader.
He was the leader. I know when it first came out on Fox, he was a leader. He was announced as a leader. That Wolverine didn't become the leader until he came out like Wolverine and the X-Men.
Okay.
But, he's been the leader since the 60s, when the team first came together.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've had lots of things going on with him. He actually, for a while there, could have almost been seen as a villain. Where he definitely took a more militant reaction to keeping the remaining mutants alive, because there was a whole arc where they wiped out all but 198 mutants on the planet. And he became very much more like Magneto in trying to preserve the mutant race.
Right.
So he's not always the Boy Scout when, that he was in, like, the 90s cartoon. So,
yeah, I
mean, for just character development, I'm going iconic.
I'd say iconic, too, especially his storyline and romance with Jean Grey and all that. So that's some of the best X-Men stories to me, what's come out of that.
Now, he died in one of the movies, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. I know he's died in the comic books before.
Doug, here's a clue
yeah.
about comics. Who hasn't died? They all have, and they have all come
you
back.
Actually, you know, you make a good point there, because even in some of the Ninja Turtle comics, the Ninja Turtles have died.
So let's not just say, he died in a movie.
I was just pointing something out.
All right, Sky, you said the mutants are your favorite superheroes. What do you think of Cyclops?
I'd say very good. He played a huge role for the mutants. And I think they should, like, base some of their future films on him.
I agree with that. Sharon, what do you think?
I don't know.
Okay. Eric?
Okay, very good.
Glennis?
Iconic.
Right, Sharon, you have to break the tie, because you said iconic too, right?
Yeah, I thought there were seven of us and there couldn't be a tie.
Yeah, but
well,
I didn't vote, so I'll say iconic then.
Sharon, you're here to break any and all ties.
All right. Next up, we're going to let you start with this, Eric. Thor. What do you think?
Thor. I'll say very good.
All right. Are you a fan of Thor's or?
I've heard of it. I'm just not too familiar.
Gotcha. Doug, what do you think about Thor?
His movies are actually my favorite of the Marvel Universe. And he's actually, to be honest with you, he's actually, I said earlier that Hulk was not my favorite member of the Avengers. It's actually Thor.
Really?
Yeah. Not because he's good looking or anything, even though he is a very handsome man.
Okay.
But, well, that's the reason why Sharon's going to put him on iconic.
Sure.
But I like his movies. I like, you know, in the Avengers cartoon, I bet, you know, I like him in the cartoon. I like him in the Avengers movie, not just his movies, but the Avengers movie, too.
Yeah.
I he's a very iconic character.
So you go iconic.
Yes. And there, I love it when he hits people with the hammer.
Yeah. I'm going to come in right after you because Thor is actually my least favorite member of the Avengers. And I think if we're going on...
Send your hate mail to him, folks.
I think his movies are real, real kind of trash. The third one was good, but his first two movies were trash. I don't really read Thor comic stories because it doesn't really interest me at all. To me, Thor's a hero in the Avengers. Chair.
I love Thor.
Okay, where would you put him?
I would put him in very good. I mean, I'm saying I love him because he's a very handsome man, and he's got a thunder. Come on now.
What do you think, Mark?
It's a very sexually driven show.
I would put Thor in very good. Looks aside, it borrows from Norse mythology very well without just copying Norse mythology. And they've had some really good character work with him in the comics. They like to explore a lot of things with him. In fact, they just did a storyline where he became the King of Asgard and the Herald to Galactus.
All right, so very good. Clintus, where would you put him?
I'm going to put him in the middle of the road.
Is that a huge Thor guy?
I'm not a big Thor guy, no. But I'll put him in like the middle.
Okay. Eric, what do you think?
Didn't we start with him?
Yeah, we did start with him. Scott.
Middle of the road.
Okay, so we got some...
different opinions here.
Two middle of the roads, two very goods, one icon, one. So we're all over the board here.
That's six.
So we just say,
so we have to put them in. Seven. We're all over the board. We have to go right in the middle. Bam.
I put them.
I said, man.
We just put it in the middle.
Very good, right?
Oh yeah, Eric.
Eric said very good. Eric's up. Instead of Sharon, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Me and Sharon said very good, right?
Yeah.
Sharon said I got it.
No, I.
So Sharon said very good.
I said iconic.
Yeah, Sharon said very good. So we got three and very good.
You should be able to tell Sharon and I apart, Mark. One of us has hair.
No,
I was waiting for the rebuttal.
Huh?
Sorry, even without being able to see him, I was blinded by that dome.
There it is. Clintus.
He has four.
Yeah.
What do you think about Spider-Man? Pulling out the big guns here. Iconic?
Right there. Yes, I'll put him in iconic.
I 100% agree. I think he's one of the best written characters of all time. His story arcs are always awesome.
How many movie reboots, though, does he need?
I think this last one. It's pretty much Tom Holland going on. He gets pretty good movies usually, but it, as a character, I'd say he's definitely iconic. What do you think,
Scott? Oh, definitely.
Go ahead, Clint.
No, I said you can't beat the Spider-Man movies that Tony McGuire played in.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right. Sky, what do you think?
Iconic.
No question, right?
Like you said, the movies are great. Yeah.
Mark, what's your take on Spider-Man?
I mean, he's iconic. There was a reason he was chosen as the first. He and Superman were chosen as the first two to actually cross over between the two companies.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't pick your D-lister to do that.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. He's definitely Marvel's top guy, I'd say. They got a lot of heavy hitters. He's got to be at least one of them.
He's been done so well that even his successor, Miles Morales, is at least very good.
So what do you think about Spider-Man?
I like Spider-Man. I'm going to stay iconic. Now, because, again, cartoon was great. The movies were great. However, as much as I like the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire in it, and the second one was good,
yeah,
I didn't like the third one.
Well, I think a lot of people would agree on that.
No. Yeah, Clintus, you and I are going to get in.
Like nobody likes the third one.
I'll more like the second one. I like the first one. I wasn't a fan of the second one. The third one I love.
Really? With Dr. Octopus?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Dr. I like, because I was more fan of Venom. That's why.
Right.
So when I saw he was coming in, I loved it.
I mean, and I'm not gonna disrespect what Tobey Maguire did as Spider-Man, because like I said, I thought he was a good Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I just felt like the first and second movies were better.
Yeah, well, that's the public opinion.
Than the third one. Now, I think Tom Holland has done an awesome job as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Or, the new guy. But I really think the one that gets overshadowed is actually Andrew Garfield.
Well, yeah. His first movie I thought was really good. I think they probably jumped the shark in the second movie.
Yeah.
Especially with...
With Gwen's death?
I mean, Gwen's death happened in the comics. I just think it could have been...
That was sad.
Yeah. I don't know if they
did she die like the one in the movie, too?
Yeah, that's what it was based off the comics.
The death of Gwen Stacy is one of those Spider-Man moments that is essential to his character.
Because
they have yet to actually officially answer if he killed her or if Green Goblin had already killed her when he threw her body off.
Yeah.
Right.
But what about the... Also, one thing I do like about the whole Mary Jane saga, too. Him falling in love with Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the best superhero romances of all time.
Yeah. I'm definitely saying iconic. I'm not going against the room here.
All right.
Not that stupid. Well, I am stupid.
Cher, what do you think?
I agree with all of you. I think he's a very well-written character.
All right. Eric, did we hit you yet?
I hit him all the time.
Iconic.
All right. I think the room's kind of in agreement on this one.
West Sky?
Yeah. He already said iconic.
Yeah.
Good together. All right. We'll start with you, Doug. What do you think of the Black Panther?
I really don't know much about the Black Panther, to be honest with you. Okay. So, because I haven't actually seen the movie yet.
Really?
No.
It's a great movie.
But I really cannot give an opinion that's not going to get my ass chewed.
Okay. So we'll skip that one.
So I'm going to bow out. No comment.
No comment.
That's another way of saying bowing out, Clintus,
Clintus, what do you think of the Black Panther?
I want to go, I'll say very good.
Yeah, definitely a good character. Mark?
I mean, how can he not be very good when he's literally a richer version of Batman?
Yeah. He's got his own country.
Oh, not even that. His country has vibranium, and it's the only source on the planet for it. Like, he is quantifiably the richest character in all of comic books.
That's true.
And he has the intelligence, and he has the cool tech, and he has a level of superpowers on top of it. What really drags down Black Panther is most of his comics end up being political. And if I'm trying to escape the world, I don't want to read about politics. I want to see fists flying and crazy plans.
Fair enough. Eric, what's your take?
I think very good.
Okay. Scott?
Middle of the road.
Not a huge fan? All right. Cher, what do you think? Very good.
Yeah. I didn't really know anything about him until, what was it, Civil War?
Yeah.
And I thought it was just a cool. And then when the movie came out, I really liked the way it was done.
I probably agree, so I think we'll go very good.
Oh, and Doug, what has taken you so long? Are you waiting for a personal invite to watch the movie? And he thought no comment was not going to get him chewed out.
Almost got away with it.
I
just haven't watched the movie yet.
You've seen Civil War, right?
No, you did.
You've seen Infinity War, right?
No, you didn't.
You did. That's okay.
You saw Infinity War, right, Doug?
Yeah.
All right. Sky, since you're the peanut gallery, we'll start with you. What do you think of Deadpool?
Oh, the greatest.
Oh. Cool.
Iconic.
I love Deadpool. Iconic. All right.
Looks
like Eric just got hard.
Him and shimmering balls.
Doug, what do you think of Deadpool?
I think this is actually the one superhero that Ryan Reynolds did not fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say iconic. I'll say very good.
I would actually agree it very good. I think he's, you know, he's really good at what he does. And I get he kind of made R-rated superhero movies cool and shit. And I do enjoy his comedy a lot. But to me, he's just, you know, a funnier Deadshot. But, or Deathstroke.
He didn't have cancer.
Doesn't matter. Still an assassin. Yeah, I'd say very good, though. What do you think, Sherrod?
And Deadpool is more of a mutant.
Yeah. Yeah, he is more of a mutant. You're right. He's got the X-Force going. What do you think, Kenneth?
I caught it. All
right. We got it. Sky, what do you think?
He said iconic, didn't he?
Iconic.
Get
with it.
Okay. Mark's the tiebreaker.
Mark, what do you
think? Mark goes somewhere completely different.
Deadpool's very good.
Ah.
Mark must have forgot that I said very good.
I mean, he's an internet troll before the internet was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, otherwise, they have other equal, if not better, assassins. He was great to play off Cable, who always was a straight-lace kind of character. But other than the he knows he's in a comic book or he knows he's in a movie, whatever. Healing factor to rival Wolverine, he doesn't have anything really. That's his thing.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so we'll put him in very good. And since we have a vast number of lady listeners, let's do something for them. Captain Marvel. Sky, you can start this one. What do you think?
I'd say very good. The movie was pretty good.
Right. Dougie?
I'll say very good. I'll agree with Sky. Okay. Sharon?
I'll go very good. I didn't really know much about Captain Marvel until I saw the movie, and I thought it was very well done. Actually, it was one of my favorite Marvel movies.
Okay. Eric, where are you at?
Very good.
Very good.
Mark, is this going to be unanimous, or what do you think of Captain Marvel?
She is definitely middle of the road.
Well, you right, just couldn't just say vaguely. You had to go to another thing. Very, you see, very. You just said that it should be spiteful. That's exactly what you did.
No, I say that because Captain Marvel has a very extensive history that is really messed up.
What's wrong?
There's a lot of sweeping things under the rug, like he gets mind control into giving birth to the person who was going to impregnate her, and everybody ignores that.
What the fuck? Well, probably for
yeah. Hey, y'all wanted me to defend my middle of the road. You got it.
I'm just saying what you said. Middle of the road with no reason. At least have a reason when you said that, though.
I mean, I would actually agree with Mark on this one. Captain Marvel is not my favorite superhero. But the room seems to win this one with very good. So that's the way we'll go. And, Mark, I'm going to start with you on this next one, Iron Fist.
I'm going to say meh. He's a strong martial artist with a little bit of mystical ability, but he's not anywhere near the top of the martial arts. And then he's just very, very street level.
Yeah, I mean, he's another kind of, he does have some sort of power, but he is another guy that just fights in a suit. I do like some of his solo comics that I read, especially the Last Iron Fist. He's got some good arcs, but his TV show sucked ass. So I'd probably put him in meh as well. I'd actually even be willing to go trash just to get someone in there. What do you think, Doug? What's up, Mark?
I was just going to say, I would stick with the Ma only because he was really good, teamed up with Luke Cage and Heroes for Hire.
Yeah, those two do work well together.
They're a good combo.
All right, Doug.
I'll agree with you guys and say meh.
All right. Sharon?
I was going to say.
You think trash?
Yeah. I did not like him at all.
Okay. Damn. Sky, what do you think of Iron Fist?
I'd say meh.
Primus?
I don't know much about him, so I'm just going to go agree with everybody. So when they say meh, meh.
All right. Eric?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm going to say meh.
All right. We'll go next. Sharon, we're going to start with you for this one. We're going to Iron Man.
Oh, I love Iron Man. I think he is really cool because, I mean, he's a genius to begin with.
Yeah.
And I just love Robert Downey Jr. So, but I do, he can be a bit of a dick, but.
So can your roommate.
I would say he's very good. I can't go iconic.
Yeah.
But, you know, the tech he comes up with, I think is cool.
I would actually put Iron Man at middle of the road. Because I think he's a discount Bruce Wayne. And he does come up with
good tech, and he's got some good stories. And I know he's, you know, huge now because of the Marvel movies, but there was a time where he was one of the lesser known characters.
I don't think anybody gave a shit about him until the movies came out.
No. So, to me, he's just a middle-of-the-road hero. What do you think, Doug?
All right. So, God, this is hard. Because my favorite movie was Iron Man 2. Okay? I thought that movie was well done. I do think Robert Downey Jr. played the character real well. But I will agree with you that he is a discount Batman, a discount Bruce Wayne, even though I think Tony Stark is funnier. And yes, he can be a bit of a dick, but that's actually my favorite quality about him.
Bruce Wayne is rich. Tony Stark has that metal that can kill him at any time, and his tech is what's keeping him alive.
Right. So I'm actually, and I am going to probably get castrated for this by a fellow coworker of mine and Eric's, because she told me that if we did not put him up at top, she was going to castrate me. But I'm going to stay in the middle of the row. I'm going to agree with you and wear a chastity belt for a while.
Okay. Sky, what do you think, Iron Man?
I put him at very good.
Glynis?
I want to say iconic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put him on one of my favorites.
That's one of your favorites?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's me and my nephew share it. Wow.
Very cool. Sky?
I'd say very good.
And not that I know. No.
Eric, what do you think?
Iconic. He's my favorite.
Oh, sweet. So we got a lot of iconics. Mark, what do you think here? Iron Man.
I'm going to say very good only because of what Robert Downey Jr. has done with the character. Before him, he was middle of the road at best. But he literally launched the past 11 years of pop culture entertainment, basically. So for that, I'll say very good. Because they drastically changed his character to match more to Robert Downey Jr.'s portrayal of the character to what it was in the comics.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Hello? I'm here. Anybody else
here? Yeah, hello. Quiet. What happened?
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know. Daniel was talking, and then everybody got quiet.
Yeah. Daniel?
I think you lost connection.
We have no host. What are we going to do?
Oh.
Doug, you there?
Doug? Anybody?
I think they got disconnected.
No, they're still online.
Oh.
So, Western. Which one were we talking about? Iron Man?
We just wrapped up Iron Man. Talking.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm back. My computer messed up or something.
It still says you're online, but...
I think that the Direct Connect cut out or something. Eric, is there a way we can fix that?
It still says you're online.
Yeah, so it must not be working. Doesn't matter. We'll finish up with a speed round.
As long as we're still on the air.
we're still on there. A little technical difficulty.
This is a fucking first.
All right. So let's finish up with a speed round here, and then we'll take it home.
Okay.
All right.
First, and we'll get everyone's opinions real quick. Wolverine.
Iconic
for me.
Middle of the road.
I heard more iconics than that. Ant-Man.
Doug's view doesn't work anymore. He's only seen movies, and apparently he likes Chris Evans over Hugh Jackman.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What's the next one?
And your point would be what?
I'll tell you the next time you're in town.
There you go. How about Iron Man? Not Iron Man, Ant-Man. That's what I was trying to say.
Middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
Yeah, middle of the road.
Damn.
Middle of the road.
Yeah, fuck it, man. All right, Black Widow.
Middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
You know what? She could have been higher if Marvel had given her a movie sooner.
That's true. Captain America.
And then we did that.
No, we didn't do that.
No, but I got it.
Iconic.
I would go
iconic. Iconic.
Even though Mark's going to make fun of me.
What did you say, Doug?
I said even though you're going to make fun of me.
No, what was your ranking?
I said iconic.
I also said iconic. Why would I make fun of you for that?
Because you made a comment about it a few minutes ago.
All right, Captain America.
You just did him.
I know.
I didn't
vote
yet.
Okay, what do you think, Scott?
Scott, everything went off the rails, so just bear with us here.
He said iconic. Luke Cage.
Middle of the road.
Meh. Daredevil.
I'm middle of the road.
Really?
Iconic. I'll go iconic.
Okay.
I'm saying very good.
Okay. I'll say middle of the road. All
right, we'll put
him at middle of the road. Rocket Raccoon.
Trash.
Yeah, I gotta
somebody
go trash
him.
We had to put somebody in trash, so.
Did Mark say trash?
Poor guy.
Yeah, I said trash.
Well, if Mark said trash, he's gotta go in trash.
Sky, what do you think?
Meh.
I'm about
to
break through
that. Grimace? Yeah, I'm
gonna go in trash.
Look, how do you not put the raccoon in trash? Come on now.
Yeah, trash.
Well, because the raccoon will eat the trash. I think that's what he was getting at.
Thanks, Doug, for clarifying.
Always here for you, buddy.
All right. Last hero.
Who do you want it to be, Doug?
Don't fucking leave it up to me. Huh?
Doctor Strange.
Okay, Doctor Strange. Where would you put him then, Scott?
Very good. He's pretty fucking sweet. He controls, like, time and shit.
Yeah. Mark, what do you think about Doctor Strange?
I'm going to say very good.
Okay. Dougie? I'll say very good. All right, Eric?
I'm going to say iconic.
All right. Quintus?
The movie is dope.
Middle of the road.
Gotcha. Sharon?
Middle of the road.
All right, very good it is. Dr. Strange. That concludes our Marvel tier list. There's much more, so we might get into a part two at some point or another.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Get off the list.
Yeah, sure.
All right. In iconic, we have the Hulk, Cyclops, Spider-Man, Wolverine, Captain America. Very good. We have...
Human Torch.
Thor, Black Panther, Deadpool, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange. Middle of the road, Ant-Man, Black Widow, Daredevil. Meh. Hawkeye, Iron Fist, Luke Cage. Trash, we have Rocket Raccoon.
And that concludes our Marvel tier list. Next week, we'll be doing Game of Thrones characters.
All right. Cool. I'll be here.
I'll just be listening because I don't know anything about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I'll be on the show, but I'll just listen.
It's a great show. All right. Thanks, guys, for being on the podcast. Mark, Clinton, Sky. Appreciate it.
No problem.
You're welcome.
Eric, going to end the episode since you exited out of the page?
Yeah. Because the page is right here.
No, never mind.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Doug. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Sheriff.
See ya.
Bye.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye, Daniel.